And welcome back to another week of Trojan Preview. Ace Lucas here with Atlantic Head Football Coach Joe Brummer. Coach, let's just kind of dive into things and assess that 21-0 loss to Winterset for me.
You know, it looks bad, kind of on paper there, but defensively, I don't think we played that bad. 21 points, one was on a pick six, one was on a safety. So there's 9 out of your 21 points given up there where my math there, we gave up 12. That is how that one works there on defense. That one was a kind of a we put him in a bad spot defensively, short field touchdown, and then the other one was first drive of the game. So, you know, consistently they were not moving the ball on our defense. The defense played really well. Offensively, we did not look good. We couldn't consistently move the ball. A couple turnovers again, and then we had to throw the ball late, which caused some picks to happen, but it was in a predictable situation. Being down what we were, that it happened there. But, you know, Winterset beat us on the things that we want to be good at. That's the run game and the field position. That we were consistently inside, starting drives inside the 20, 10-yard line, and they were moving the ball pretty well on offense, running the ball.
I mean, if anyone watches the game, they see 5-plus turnovers helping out Winterset, but still, like you said, only winning by 21. That's not a bad job. Your defense definitely stepped up. Have you been focusing on defense the past week? Or what do you think really just helped them be so focused?
You know, they run a lot of the stuff that we run. Winterset will be in the eye. Wishbone's similar to, like, the eye tendencies that they had, you know, not as much spread stuff, which is due to injury. You know, their quarterback, we didn't know it before the game, but he had a big club on his hand where it's really inhibited their ability to go under center as much. So they had kind of some personnel packages, which was a credit to their staff that they did a great job. It's tough to lose your starting quarterback that really is a senior leader, commands the offense, and still execute as well as they did with their personnel of guys coming in and out with their packages of knowing, I think they played 4 quarterbacks throughout the game doing different things that, you know, I think that kind of led to some of their, not struggles, but challenges. I mean, it was it'd be tough if I had 4 different quarterbacks to rotate in and out based on personnels, but I thought Winterset handled it well. But I think our defense did a really good job just with familiarity of it's a lot what we do, so they've seen it a lot in practice, they've seen a lot in preseason, and then a whole nother week just helped.
And kind of with the turnover struggles that were there last Friday, what is something you're trying to work on this week for that to help?
You know, ball security with our running backs, with our wide receivers, kick return guys emphasizing it. It's something we talk about anyway, but, like, it's priority number one now. We had a couple costly fumbles on drives that we were moving the ball. And then, you know, with the interceptions, one of them was a tip pass off our own guy's helmet that we just missed the catch and ball popped up in the air. Another one was another tip pass off of our own guy's hands again, but one of them was thrown into bad coverage. That we're just emphasizing that, you know, the ball is the most important thing. You know, ball security on offense when it comes to running backs, and then working with our quarterbacks, just if it's not there, we got to throw it away or we got to run. Kind of our point of emphasis of tucking and running a little bit more with the quarterback or sailing that sucker into the third row of the track.
How did Zayden deal with all the interceptions from Friday?
I think he's doing okay. You know, we talked in film. He's very hard on himself. You know, he wants to be perfect. He wants to put the team in a good situation. That helps everybody. He feels a lot of pressure to not be the guy that's, you know, the reason that we don't win a game, but he wasn't. There's multiple factors to it. But we talked about some of them where you can't really help that. We threw a slant pattern. It got tipped by our own guy, hit a guy in the hands, and they pick it. You know, it's one of those things that it just happens. You know, the wide receiver is very hard on himself, too, that wasn't happy with the result, that, you know, they're both young sophomores that we just grow and hopefully move on from those.
All right. Moving on, as you said earlier, Knoxville, what have you seen film-wise from them?
They're athletic. They're spread. It's totally different than Winterset. It's not under center, wishbone eye. It's all spread all the time. I don't think I've seen a snap anyway on film of them under center. You know, it's trips, it's doubles, it's a little tight end package there that they have, but it's all out of gun. You know, it's spread us out and chuck the ball deep.
What have you seen work best against a spread offense?
As far as, you know, for us, being in our 4-4, we're going to adjust a little bit. It's going to look a little different. Going to be more of a 4-3 where we get some linebackers out of the box to try to combat that speed and make sure that our secondary is repping and knowing What we do on scramble drill, what we do on, you know, our normal pass coverage, if it's man, if it's quarters, if it's quarter, half, that they're all on the same page, that communication is going to be huge this week.
What are some of those Panthers players that have stuck out to you?
You know, we've talked about it a little bit before. Noah Kiefer at quarterback, they kind of put him at wide receiver every once in a while, but he's really good. You know, at quarterback, he's very comfortable back there. He delivers a good ball. And then it's Cope. Make sure I don't butcher this. So it's Higginbotham, I believe is Kobe's last name. He plays wide receiver for him. He wears 82. They line him up tight end. They line him up wide receiver. Plays little DN. That he's a dude. You know, he is really good. We noticed it last year when he was a sophomore. He gave us fits on some jump ball opportunities. He's very athletic. He goes up and just gets the ball out of the air. That he's a guy that we really need to key on this year. That when they need a big play, that's where they look. And I would too. He's really good.
Strength wise, what do you think the Trojans are going to do well against this Knoxville team?
You know, in the past, we've ran the ball pretty well. Hopefully, that, you know, we can continue that trend. We need to be able to move the ball offensively, running. And then, you know, defensively, we got to stop the jet sweeps. Something that we've talked about, something that hopefully is a strength, because we've communicated it, we've gone over it, that they want to get the ball to the edge, to their athletes. And if it's not a jet sweep, you know, Kiefer wants to keep the ball up the middle. So it's making sure our keys are right, that I thought we did a really good good job last game with it, that hopefully that continues to this one.
So non-district play is over now. We're heading into districts, or to district play. What kind of difference is that? Does it feel different than when you're going against just non-district teams?
Yeah. You're familiar with a lot of these teams. We hadn't played Winterset in 5-6 years probably for a while. That they're kind of familiar, but it's been a while. You know, Clark, haven't played them in my tenure here. They were in the district back when I was way back in high school, but it's been a while. You know, these teams you see all the time. We see them in different events. We see them in different athletics, that there's a lot of familiarity with the kids. There's a lot of familiarity with, like, other sports and dual sporting and athletics, that, you know, it just ramps up kind of the emotions a little bit. And, you know, with being the district play, it doesn't matter how your non-district was, that if you're a top two team in your district, automatically you're in the playoffs. It doesn't matter on your RPI, doesn't matter on your non-district record, that, you know, every game comes down to if you're top two in your district, you're in. So, you know, that kind of heightens the emotions. It heightens the importance of every game. And from here on out, you know, there are no lose situations, that we got to play, that there's no tomorrow, because from here on out, with any more losses, it makes it extremely tough to make the playoffs.
So what do you think the Trojans need to do to win Friday?
Ball control. We got to stop turning the ball over. This is the number one key, the biggest thing. The turnovers are killing us. They're putting us in bad spots defensively. And, you know, it's stopping our momentum offensively, that we got to limit the turnovers. I think that's just going to be our biggest point of emphasis, is the turnover battle needs to be in our favor.
And what is your message to your team this week?
It's all about team. It's all about coming together. It's unity. It's a family, that we're going to really band together in the second half of the season, and making sure that during the game the ball security is the most important thing.
And looking so far into the season, has there been any players that have surprised you in a positive way?
You know, we've gotten a lot of, you know, not mileage, but a lot of out of our seniors that we expected, that some really good stuff there. But we had some younger guys step up, you know. Traven Hansen at center for us, first time starting there as a junior, has done a phenomenal job. That, you know, he's been a great surprise for us. Caden Krall at guard, another first-time starter as a junior, that he had a great summer, that he's looked really good for us, that those two have done a really good job on the offensive line part. And then some D linemen, you know, Donovan Hendrington stepped up really well for us. He's just a sophomore, that he's done very well, you know. And then Reed Flassick's another guy, that Reed is new to the district. He came last semester, that the family moved in, that he's been a great add. He's been a great kid, and, you know, he's done very well in football for us, that we're very happy to see, like, those two on the defensive line doing a phenomenal job, and then the other two on the O-line, that they've really stepped up in good ways for us.
Okay. Well, thank you, Coach. And that is Atlantic Head Football Coach Joe Brummer joining us here on the Trojan Preview.